Hello, and welcome back to eMoney's Knowledge Base podcast. Now, you're probably expecting to hear a much, much more pleasant voice, the voice of Kate Hinson, who has typically hosted previous podcast episodes, but I had such a great time speaking with her in our prior episode on annuities that I offered to host some episodes in the future. So that said, my name is Brett Tharp. I'm an advisory training specialist and a certified financial planner with almost 12 years at eMoney. And don't you worry, Kate will be back for future episodes. But for this episode, I sit down with Jamie Giacobbe. She is the manager of events at eMoney to discuss eMoney's upcoming summit. Be sure to listen to the entire interview as there is an opportunity to receive an additional discount for anyone who has yet to register for the conference. Thanks for joining the podcast today, Jamie. It's so great to have you. Before we actually get into discussing the upcoming summit, do you mind just giving the listeners a little background information about who you are, what you do here at eMoney, and how long you've been doing it?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Jamie Giacobbe. I'm the manager of events here at eMoney, and I've been here for 2 years. I oversee our events department and lead Summit. For Summit, I'm responsible for the planning and execution, which includes developing the overall strategy and goals, selecting the keynote speakers, creating and selling sponsorships, managing registrations, and working with other teams to create the theme, develop the agenda, design the platform, and more.
Excellent. Well, that's a great segue into our conversation here about the 2024 summit. So for anyone who is maybe unfamiliar, do you mind giving a brief description of what to expect at the eMoney Summit, including maybe the theme and when and where it's happening and what makes it such a phenomenal event each year?
Now in our 11th year, this is our most anticipated annual user conference of the year. The event will be virtual again this year and run from October 21st to the 23rd. We found that holding this summit virtually allows us to expand the opportunity for attendance and enables greater flexibility for our attendees. What makes Summit so special each year is that all of eMoney collaborates to ensure we are providing the most comprehensive event, spanning across up-to-date market trends, industry research, product updates, as well as educational and networking opportunities. Each year, we are able to bring a mix of formats and content that enables our attendees access to our leadership, our coaches, as well as industry experts. But beyond that, we also provide opportunities to network with peers and sponsors, explore some of our products, and obtain up to 15 CE credits across over 30 sessions. Our agenda is packed with sessions designed to cater to our clients' and prospects' interests and needs, whether they are a seasoned advisor or just getting started in their career.
And so the theme this year is planning better together. Do you mind sharing how we decided to reach this theme and what to maybe expect this year and maybe how it's different from prior years?
Sure. We have a cross-functional group of leaders from teams across eMoney to discuss hot topics, new and noteworthy research findings, and areas that our advisors have been either asking about or popular blog and content topics that are resonating well. That's just one of the ways that we ensure the summit is relevant and refreshed year after year. This year's theme, Planning Better Together, underscores the importance of collaborative planning and the integration of both human insight and advances in technology, offering ways to provide tailored recommendations that align with clients' unique goals, fostering growth and deeper relationships.
Thank you. With that said, we mentioned a little bit about maybe clients and prospects. Maybe we can share with our listeners here, maybe who is a good candidate, or who is the conference maybe designed for? Is there a particular type of individual, maybe someone who's very experienced or not as experienced or anything like that?
In my opinion, what makes Summit so dynamic is because we create content that is appropriate and relevant to all attendees, regardless of eMoney tenure. We offer personalized coaching opportunities as well as breakout sessions based on level of proficiency. The levels consist of entry, experience, and going beyond. However, our main stage, keynotes, and roundtables focus on thought leadership, market research updates, and trending topics applicable to all, regardless of whether you're new to eMoney or have been a longtime client.
Awesome. So, wide array of individuals should be attending here, and not necessarily if you've been with the platform or on the platform for a while, or if you don't have as much experience, there'll still be great sessions and content available. And continuing off of that, if someone attended a summit in a previous year, should they consider attending this year as well?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned, each year we tailor our theme and content to ensure we're connecting with our attendees on what's trending in the marketplace, economy, as well as showcasing our product roadmap. Aside from refreshed themes and content, we're also refreshing the virtual platform and finding innovative ways to connect virtually and provide areas for interactivity throughout the event. Each year, we build upon what worked well, incorporate attendee feedback, and challenge ourselves to execute fresh new ways to enhance our attendee experience.
Now, sometimes we get questions that are related to, well, I might be with a particular enterprise or broker-dealer, or have, you know, a particular version of the software that they're using. If someone is associated or under the umbrella of an enterprise, should they still consider attending?
Yes, definitely. And depending on the firm, you may be able to purchase a ticket at a discounted rate. Many of our enterprises take advantage of special tiered group pricing. We help communicate that directly with our enterprise contacts, who then in turn promote to their advisors.
And so we've already covered a few of the reasons to consider attending, right? We talked about the opportunities to connect one-on-one with eMoney coaches, different types of training and breakout sessions and keynote speakers covering different degrees of eMoney, the opportunity to earn education credits. Do you mind maybe speaking further about some of these, or maybe there's some other additional reasons to attend?
Let's dive into what you can expect from this year's summit. We'll kick off the summit by hearing from our leadership team, then dive into the product roadmap to get an exclusive sneak peek into our exciting product developments and future plans. We'll uncover valuable insights from the latest research and trends shaping our industry. Attendees will also have an opportunity to engage in in-depth discussions and roundtables on various topics led by industry peers and eMoney experts. There will also be an exhibit hall available to explore the latest innovations and solutions from our sponsors, as well as the product experience area that will be an extension of the product roadmap main stage, allowing users to experience some of our products and provide reactions and feedback in real time. That is something that is new this year. And lastly, we will continue to offer the highly coveted one-to-one coaching sessions that our customers rave about year after year.
Well, that's certainly a lot to consider and a lot of great reasons to attend. So thank you for providing more insight on that, Jamie. Could you also speak about what attendees can expect in terms of the main stage presentations versus some of the other breakouts that we offer?
Well, we have a great lineup of main stage presentations featuring broad, high-level content presented by members of our leadership team and renowned industry experts, as well as smaller and more focused breakout sessions, offering in-depth discussions on specific topics catered to our different proficiency levels. These sessions are more interactive, allowing for detailed exploration of niche subjects and greater audience engagement. Both are crucial for a comprehensive event experience. Opening Summit, we'll be joined by our CEO, Susan McKenna, sharing her perspective on how collaboration with our clients, partners, and colleagues yields success. She'll also present a sneak peek of the event, previewing exciting keynotes, new eMoney research, and product updates. Speaking of new eMoney research, our head of financial planning, Matt Schulte, and Emily Kuchel, PhD, Manager of Financial Wellness and Education, will share insightful data derived from comprehensive proprietary research conducted with financial professionals and end clients on the key collaborative planning approaches and their impact on client satisfaction and success, all to highlight how to plan better together. Next up, our Head of Product, Tom Sullivan, along with Senior Vice President of Product Management, Chad Porsche, and Vice President of Product Management, Ricky Illigash, will dive into our newest innovations and upcoming enhancements designed to simplify and elevate the planning process while creating more engaging experiences for financial professionals and their clients. There will also be an opportunity for live Q&A immediately following the product roadmap presentation. I'd also love to highlight two incredible keynote speakers this year as well. First, we have Erica Dewan, a globally recognized leadership expert and the author of Digital Body Language. Erica will provide insights on effective communication and collaboration in our increasingly digital world. Our second keynote speaker is Robin Farzad, the acclaimed host of Full Disclosure and a veteran journalist who has a way of making complex economic and financial topics accessible and engaging. Robin will share his expertise on navigating the current economic landscape and offer valuable perspectives on future trends. Attendees will also have access to the following breakout sessions from industry thought leaders, including Is My Advisory Firm Normal? 6 KPIs to Track and Compare, a live session presented by Michael Kitchis, and Adapting to Change, the Role of AI in Shaping the Future of Financial Planning, presented by Dr. Brad Klontz and Dr. Charles Chafin.
Well, I'm blown away each year at the great external speakers that we get. And I feel like each year we just build upon and outdo what we did in previous years. So that lineup sounds amazing. And I'm particularly interested in seeing what Tom and Chad and Ricky have to say on in terms of the product roadmap and just that idea of what is coming down the pipeline, if you will. So that should be very exciting to hear. In terms of, you know, we talked about how this is going to be a virtual conference. What if someone is new to attending a virtual conference? Do you mind speaking to the day-to-day experience and overall schedule at the summit? And maybe would you recommend that attendees clear their entire schedule for the summit?
Great question. I think that we have an action-packed 3-day event that no one would want to miss. We currently have our agenda as well as full session titles and descriptions available on our website. And once you register, you'll be able to create your own schedule so you ensure you're finding the most value from your experience. In addition, you can also take advantage of networking lounge, peer-to-peer roundtables, exhibit hall to learn more about our sponsors and engage in our eMoney product experience. That said, if an attendee cannot attend for whatever reason, our sessions will be available on demand for 90 days. But keep in mind that in order to receive CE accreditation, you must attend in real time.
Excellent. Well, that's great to know that sessions, if anything gets missed, that there'll be recordings that can be accessed, like you said, for up to 90 days after the summit. So that's great. And I think a very compelling reason to attend the summit this year. So awesome. Well, we're going to be wrapping up here soon, but just have a couple of questions here for you, Jamie, and just kind of dealing about registration and days leading up to the actual summit. So if anyone, maybe they're still on the fence, right, is there any incentive to register today as opposed to waiting until we make it maybe get closer to October?
Well, for anyone on the fence, I would encourage you to take advantage of our summer pricing running through September 24th. Additionally, as a special guest to this podcast, we'd like to offer a code, which is POD, P-O-D, BETTER 25, all capitals, so that you can receive an additional discount.
That is phenomenal. Hopefully our listeners, if they indeed are still on the fence, they will use this as motivation to get registered today. So that is fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Are there any other important deadlines or timeframes for attendees to be aware of?
Yes. Special summer pricing ends on September 24th. After that, pricing increases to $565 through October 15th when registration officially closes.
Gotcha. So the 15th of October, that is the very latest that you can register. So be sure to register before then. And as we're talking about registration, where and how can someone register if they haven't already? And maybe just where can they find more information in general on the 2024 Summit?
Before we end our time, I wanted to thank you again for your continued support and enthusiasm as we prepare for Summit. If you're interested in more information about Summit or looking to register, please go to our corporate website and you'll find a lot of great information to help you navigate the registration process, as well as what you can expect from this year's Summit.
Fantastic. Well, Jamie, as you know, I usually have plenty of questions and plenty to say, but out of interest of our attendee or our listeners here, I should say, I think we can wrap up here now. You gave us all a lot of great information for considerations for attending and actually what to anticipate and to expect from the summit. So that was all extremely helpful. And we, again, really appreciate you giving us our time and sharing a lot of the information about our great annual conference coming up in just a few months. So with all of that said, again, Jamie, thank you for giving me some time here today. And I'm looking forward to October. It can't come soon enough.
Thank you again for having me. And I'm just always excited to talk about Summit. It's such a great event, and I really encourage everyone to attend.
Awesome. Well, we certainly will. And again, thank you for your time, and we'll be talking soon. That's a wrap for this episode. We certainly covered a lot of great information about the summit. And don't forget to use that special discount code. Again, it's PODBETTER25. So PODBETTER25. PODBETTER25 when you register for additional savings. Again, this is Brett Tharp. I'm signing off for now, but I look forward to having you at a future episode. Until then, take care.